The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. Welcome to the program today. Today's date, 7th of July, 2011. Now, yesterday's program was rather interesting. I could have done a marathon program because the calls kept coming in, one right after the other. Well, I don't want to say that this is going to be an extension of yesterday's show because I've got Brother Nathaniel Kapner with me today. And this is going to be an addition too. But we invite your calls. This is going to be an interesting program. And as I've said before, and I wanted to clarify, yesterday I made the statement on the air, doing programming like this, I get nervous as a cat. Why? Well, some people that are well studied in one aspect or one religion, and he dropped. they're well schooled. I mean, they know every T that's crossed and every I that's dotted. And you slip up and you make a mistake. Well, that's fodder for them to come back in at you and go, okay, well, we need to correct this. Look, I am not a monk. I am not a priest. I am not a pulpit preacher down at your local church. I will bring people on and we'll discuss the organized religions out there, the belief systems or philosophies, if you will. And I've been chewed out even for saying that one. But I made a statement and I was nervous as a cat because when you start talking about something that is a faith, a belief system, you don't rock anybody's either preconceived notions or you don't question or you don't mess with their convictions. If you do, you're a blasphemer. You're an unbeliever. You're unholy. You're unclean. You're all these different things. No, I'm not an atheist. But there are some glaring holes in the teachings. And this is why I said yesterday, man, I would study Latin and learn how to read and write. To get it right, I'd be willing to do it for 10 years. Maybe go hide in a monastery someplace and just learn Latin so I could be, maybe one day, be able, with a team of people, to be set loose in the Vatican Library. You know, in order to visit their little conclave of information, you got to tell them what you're looking for specifically. What book? What page? How do I know what I'm looking for? Because you have it and you've not disclosed it. Same thing I said about the Dead Sea Scrolls. The truth is out there, but it's being favored and curried and protected from the world's population. You know, we got to have the go-to guys. We got to have the Vatican people. We got to have this group of people that are spokesmen for God himself, where I feel a direct connection from myself to God in spite of the obstacles thrown in the way. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesis, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. I got Brother Nathaniel Kapner with us. Ooh, the infamous guy that caused so much problems on the Jeff Rentz website that other talk show hosts had to attempt to crucify Brother Kapner. Hello, Nathaniel. How are you? Oh, Brother Nathaniel. Where art thou, brother? What's the deal here, Mr. Producer? Huh?
Yeah, I'm here now, but boy, there was a ton of noise.
Well, we're clear now. I can hear you 5x5.
All right.
Okay, you're, I'm sorry, I tried to get what your website was.
Yeah, it's called Real Zionist News. It's also known as Real Jew News. Both will work on Google.
Real Zionist News?
Yeah, and it's also known as Real Jew News.
Okay, realzionistnews.com?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I tried to get that before we got on air, so I didn't look like an idiot, but that's okay. We got your website out.
All right.
All right. So we're clear here. I don't know what happened with the telephone that you're on, but we lost you before, and we had a heck of a time trying to get you up. So we
I got cut off.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. At any rate, we've been breaking in a lot of new board operators, and evidently they've been in there depressing buttons and messing up the settings, so Okay, we're 5x5 now. Your website, realzionistnews.com, what is it that you attempt to do with the information that you provide on that website?
I want to make people aware that we are now living in a Judaic-ruled society, and that that really is across the board throughout the Western world. Jewish supremacists have pretty much got the choke points on Western culture, Western academics, Western politics, Western information, the media, publishing, and I feel it's my purpose, because I grew up as a Jew, to warn the Gentile world, the white Christian world, that Jews are destroying our Western civilization.
And there, you mean to tell me, Nate, that the media and Hollywood is not owned by the Arabs?
No, not at all. It's run by Jews, and I can give you all the names if you want them. I can tell you who runs CBS, ABC, NBC, Time Magazine, The Washington Post, The New York Times, CNN, Fox News. I can give you the names, and they're not Smith, O'Leary, and Williams.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, yesterday on the broadcast, I had asked the question because part of the flavor of that was that, I had asked the question, I've always asked this question, nobody's given me a satisfactory answer. Why do the Roman Catholic hierarchy and the Jews, they have something in common? They both wear yarmulkes. Where did that tradition come from?
It perplexes me. When I see the pontiff wearing a yarmulke, I kind of am appalled. This is not the case in the Orthodox Church, which I'm a member of. The Greek Orthodox and the Russian Orthodox wouldn't be cut dead wearing a yarmulke. The Orthodox Church is very, very well aware of the Jewish agenda to destroy the Christian civilization. And we don't do those kind of things in the Orthodox Church.
Well,
I don't know where the tradition started in the Catholic Church. It's strange.
Yeah, and that's a question I'll keep asking until I get something of an answer. But up until now, nobody has ever been able to even offer a plausible reason why. Mm-hmm. And it always fascinated me. Well,
yeah.
other things about the Catholic Church and religions out there. It fascinate me as well, but all right. So you're what is described as a Messianic Jew.
No, I'm not a Messianic Jew at all. I'm no longer a Jew. I was raised a Jew. My ethnic background, or my racial background, I should say, is Jew. But when I was baptized in the Orthodox Church, I became a new creation in Christ and became a Christian. St. Paul, who was a very devout Jew, a Pharisee of the Pharisee, he called himself, he said there's no longer those who are baptized into Christ, there's no longer a Jew or a Gentile, but a new creation. So I'm not a hybrid, you know, I'm not a Judeo-Christian, I'm not a Messianic Jew, I'm not a Christian Jew, I'm just a Christian. And I'm part of the Brotherhood of Man now. I'm not in a category that separates myself from others, which the Jews see themselves as a collective group is doing.
Well,
that they're a separate people, and they feel they deserve special privileges and special sentiments. Well, I'm out of that whole cycle now, that whole system, John.
Well, and that was going to be my next question, because it has always been a mystery. Is it a race, or is it a religion?
Jews see themselves as a race. Believe me, they do. They may cry till kingdom come that they're not, but Jews take great pride in their blood, and it's a very tightly knit racial community. And for instance, in Israel, who can be a citizen of Israel? Is it someone who's religious? Well, most Israelis are not religious. It's that they can show and prove that they are racially Jewish. So it is indeed a race, no question about it, and Jews act upon that racial distinction, which they embrace.
Well, I'm getting back to the medias. I mean, who owns Fox News?
Well, Rupert, his mother was a Judas. Wow. And Jews trace their lineage from the mother.
That was
according to the Talmud.
That was exactly my point.
Yeah.
And so we have, and when you make this suggestion, oh my goodness gracious, that and I was talking about this on the air one day. There's a TV series that's been running, I don't know, 6-7 years now, House, where this guy, Dr. Gregory House, works in a Jewish hospital. The administrator of the hospital is Jewish. And the administrator's mother was to be treated, and she's a real bag of tricks herself. But she said, you know, people don't understand the Jews. It's more about community. It's not about religion. You know, because she said most of them don't believe, but it's about this sense of tight bond and community of being of being Jewish. And I thought that to be a kind of a revealing statement because it's true.
Yeah, well, race predominates the Jewish mentality, and religion informs the race. Religion is part of their race. The race, though, is supreme.
And supreme, you just tapped into what I was going to say next. You want to talk about somebody that has a superiority complex. I mean, here, you know, there are groups and organizations that are out there protecting the Jewish interest, and, well, we're just anti-Semitic, and we're this, and we're that. And I look at some of the world's worst supremacists, and it's the Jews themselves.
There's great hypocrisy. You know, the Jews push for a multiracial, multicultural America, and anyone who wants to stand up for white interests instantly becomes a bigot and a racist. But look at the state of Israel that the Anti-Defamation League and all the Jewish groups support. It's the most racist nation on earth, and it's part of their policy that only Jews can become citizens. Well, Arabs are citizens in Israel, but many privileges are denied them. So they're really second-class citizens.
Well, and they're not on par, and this is the whole point, is they're above all of other God's creations, all the other races on this planet. And I don't hold one to be superior to any other or all.
Right.
You know, and gosh, this is going to be an interesting program, folks, and we invite you to be part of it like you were yesterday at 800-313-9443. What I do, Brother Kapner, is when people want to call people like myself, and I had a direct conversation with Abe Foxman of the ADL, because years ago he did a story condemning the militia movement and these wacko, troublesome, anti-government people out there. And he made the mistake of mentioning my name in the body of a story.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to nip this thing in the bud, and I called the ADL headquarters and got him on the phone for about 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I see that you're aware of me, and I'm aware of you and the ADL. And you claim yourself to be a conservative, Torah-believing Jew. And I says, but you throw the blanket out there for all Jews. And I said, you know, you're in New York. You know, right across town, they have an organization called NKUSA.org, Nutricardi, of which there's a membership of a lot of Jews worldwide.
Yeah.
And their main thrust is that, wait a minute, on this issue of Israel, we were not supposed to have our own country or our own state until, and the Jews deny the existence of Jesus Christ as being the Son of God. So they're still waiting for their Messiah.
Yeah.
So everybody else is condemned on that basis right there. I said, but, you know, I said, why don't you do me a favor, Mr. Foxman? I said, keep running my name. Write articles about me, because I want the Jews coming over to our network and our publications. Because I'm really doing you a favor. I'm going to set the Jews free. Well, needless to say, Nate, he never wrote another word about yours truly. We'll take this break. We've got to take this. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We got into this big discussion yesterday about the old adage, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And we went down this rabbit hole on the Roman Catholic Church. And who are the real powers on the planet? Now, at one point it was even suggested that maybe the Roman Catholic Church are offering up the Jews as being, well, I guess, willing victims. Others believe that they are the world's hidden monetary powers on this planet. And, Brother Nathaniel, in my studies and what I have read, and I've looked into the start of communism, worldwide communism, I've looked at the worldwide power structure that gives them the ability, by way of banking, to control and manipulate entire cultures, societies, countries, governments, you name it. And it was an interesting discussion. And one of the people that were friends with the guy I had on yesterday, he said in part, and he forwarded an email over to me, he said, yes, I like the show or I wouldn't have listened the entire 2 hours. The host was correct when he said there is no absolute concrete evidence that shows the money trail leads back to the Catholic Church and eventually the Pope. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where did this thing come from? I mean, you have the people out there proclaiming that it's the Jesuits, it's not the Jews. But I look at
Well, name me one Jesuit that owns a television broadcasting station. Does a Jesuit own CBS? No. The owner of CBS, his name is Murray Rothstein. Well, he passes himself off as Sumner Redstone, but that's a fake name. He was born Murray Rothstein. He's not a Jesuit. He's a Jew.
And
let's go to NBC. The Roberts family, they own Comcast. They're not Jesuits. They're Jews. They're Orthodox Jews.
Well,
let's go to the New York Times, the Sulzberger family. They're not Jesuits. Let's go to the Federal Reserve Bank, Bernanke, Yellen, whose husband is a Jew, has a tremendous influence. Who was before Bernanke? Greenspan. They're not Jesuits. Let's go to Congress, all the chairs, the Senate, the Committee for Homeland Security. His name is Lieberman. He's not a Jesuit. He's a Jew. He's a Talmudic Jew. Who runs Homeland Security? Who's the Napolitano's boss? Well, Napolitano is just an alleged lesbian. That's all she is. She's nothing. The one who runs her is Michael Chertoff, the former DHS secretary. He's not a Jesuit. He's a Talmudic Jew. So this is a bunch of baloney.
Well, and if you look at this...
Who chairs the Armed Services Committee? His name is Levin. He's not a Jesuit. He's a Jew. So give me a break.
Well, and you can go down the list here. J.W. McAllister, he was an oil industry insider with a House of Saud connections. He wrote in the Grim Reaper the information he acquired from the Saudi bankers that cited 80% ownership of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, by far the most powerful Fed branch by just eight families, four of which reside in the U.S. alone. They're Goldman Sachs, Rockefellers, Lehman's, Kuhn and Loeb's, Rothschilds, which that's the Red Shield, but his real name is Bauer of Paris and London, the Warburgs of Hamburg, the Lazards of Paris, and Israel Moses Seifs of Rome.
Yeah, right.
So you go down the laundry list.
Right. They're not Jesuits.
No.
Okay.
And we're facing a problem here of global governance. Who is at the pyramid of this scheme? Are the aforementioned Jewish bankers?
Yeah, well, a prominent investment bank that's at the top of the pyramid is Goldman Sachs. That doesn't sound too Jesuit to me.
Well, and I think, you know, I mean, if you look at the 10 banks that control all 12 of the Federal Reserve branches, N.M. Rothschild, the Rothschild Bank of Berlin, I mentioned, Warburg Bank of Hamburg,
right.
Warburg Bank of Amsterdam, Lehman Brothers of New York, Lazard Brothers of Paris, Kuhn and Loeb Bank of New York, Israel Moses Seif Bank of Italy, Goldman Sachs of New York, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank.
Yeah, well, the big boys of the Federal Reserve Bank are J.P. Morgan Chase, which is run by Jamie Dimon, he's a Jew, Goldman Sachs and N.M. Rothschild. They're the three biggies that control the Federal Reserve.
So we have the cabal that's set up to control literally finances and the economies of the industrialized world. And then you have the owners of the media are there to protect the interest of these gigantic money, well, they're not really money creators. They're nothing but credit creators.
Yeah. Well, they all belong to the same synagogue, John. So they're all interconnected. They cover for one and each other. They protect one and each other. Well, each other. They promote each other.
Well, and you know the history of Russia.
I sure do.
And
I'm with the Russian Orthodox Church.
And I'm
very versed in it.
Okay, and who were the communists that came around to flip the government of Russia back in early 1900s?
Yeah, well, the first president of the Soviet Union in 1918 was Yankel Solomon. Well, he changed his name to Sverdlov. Well, he was a Jew. Also on the Soviet Central Committee were tons of Jews. Zinoviev, Fuchs, of course Trotsky, who led the revolution and was a major instigator in the assassination, the murder of the imperial family, as well as Sverdlov, Yarovsky. They were all Jews.
Well, I'm still looking for the Jesuits and the Arabs that have taken over. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
The telephone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I hope you have some piqued interest here today. Because one of the men out there that have been literally pounding the streets, is Brother Nathaniel Kapner. So if you've got the questions, now is the time to ask. Let's go to Don in Reno. Hello, Don.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm wondering, the gentleman, I didn't catch his name.
Nathaniel Kapner. Brother Nathaniel.
Reverend Kapner. Are you familiar with the so-called Apostle Paul's cousin in the Roman Senate?
No, I never heard of it.
Rufus Puddin.
Uh-huh.
He was the first cousin of the alleged Apostle Paul. And, of course, Apostle Paul was known as the Pharisee's Pharisee.
Right, right.
So from the get-go, if records are accurate, there was a direct connection to the Roman Empire and the Pharisees through the Pharisees' Pharisee. And so that brings the attachment, in my way of thinking, rather close to where there could be more than just a plausible connection to the Jewish or the Pharisaic endeavor in the Roman Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm. Well, Never heard of that.
Yeah, Rufus Puddin'. I mean, this is in record. And as far as the, as far as I find in the Strong's Concordance, the real implication of being a Jew is to be a Judean or one of locale, because there was a Judea, and a resident of that area was a Jew. And by residence or by location.
Yeah, no, it became more of a generic term. Sometimes it's used in reference to those who live in Judea. Others, and other times, it's, you know, language is fluid in the Holy Scriptures. Other times it's used in a generic term, those who you know, subscribe to their racial connection to other Jews. St. Paul, over and over in the New Testament, the word Jew is used more in a universal way.
I guess in plain
a local
words,
way.
I guess in plain words, it's a rather sloppy definition.
Well, I wouldn't say it's sloppy. I mean, language is fluid, and sometimes it can, a word can be specific. Sometimes it could be general.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and
the
or,
language.
Yeah, and over the years, how the meanings of terms and words have changed, and they're, if you use modern day, you try to go in and superimpose the modern day language against more ancient languages, they don't match.
Like the word Christian, for example. The original term, well, I guess it was in the book of Acts, where they were first called Christians in Antioch. And if you work, you've worked that word back, it meant cretin, or someone who was on the, who was thought to be by the general populace, imbeciles or crazy people.
No. The word Christ in Greek means anointed one, priest.
Well, not, I mean,
and it
Christ,
comes from the
yes,
Hebrew
I'm
Mashiach. So a Christian were those who were, who embraced the anointed one, the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah.
This
so it was actually looked upon by the Roman world as a Jewish term. What is this, the anointed one? They didn't know anything about this. Well, it came from the Hebrew, the Mashiach, and the word in Greek was Christos, anointed. So Christians were those who embraced the anointed one, the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah.
Well, from my research, the Christian religion really didn't really develop until after the Council of Nicaea.
Yeah, well, if they were first called Christians in Antioch, then there you have it, 340 years before the Council of Nicaea.
If
so,
we can...
So we disagree.
Well, of course we do. But
yeah,
if we look at the many, many, many translations of the Textus Receptus and the Latin Vulgate over the centuries, we can see where there's a lot of wordsmithing that's been done.
All right. Hey, Don, I appreciate your call.
All right.
Thank you. That was one subject I wanted to bring up. Even Mel Gibson. I forgot. I was going to call Hutton Gibson today and have him listen to the program because he's into the Roman Catholic Church after Reformation. But going back to what his son did, Mel Gibson, in this movie that, whoa, gosh, even before it was released, you know, oh, you're going to make a movie, The Passion of the Christ, that is saying that the Jews murdered Christ? Nathaniel, the way I understand this is that Rome was not that concerned with Jesus Christ. It was the scribes and the Pharisees that had a pretty comfortable deal with Rome, and it was they who, in fact, were behind the move to crucify Christ. Am I in error in that?
No, not at all. St. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He went out to all the Jews who were visiting from the entire Roman world, and he pointed to them, to the those who were in Jerusalem, and said, "You crucified Christ." So St. Peter, the first bishop of Rome, if he says that the Jews crucified Christ, how is it that John Paul and his successors say, no, the Jews didn't crucify Christ? Well, they're contradicting the one that they hail as their hero, St. Peter.
And Pontius
so
Pilate.
The whole thing is rewriting history is ridiculous.
Well, and there is an often referred to act by Pontius Pilate of washing his hands of this issue, wanting the jurisdiction kicked over to somebody else because he didn't want to touch it.
That's right. His wife, according to Orthodox tradition, did become a Christian, and she said to him, when he was being judged by Pilate, says, "Don't have anything to do with this righteous man. I had a bad dream about this whole thing."
let's go to Bernie in, is this Missouri? Bernie in Missouri. Hello, Bernie. Line three. You there?
Yeah. You hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm glad you had Nathaniel on today because it gives me an opportunity. I couldn't get in yesterday to question a comment that was made by a lady that called in that apparently there are things that are written and videos that are made that are so off the wall. Somehow this lady's convinced that the Jesuits instilled Mohammedism as for some purpose. And Muhammad was born in, they think, 570. And he's the one who began the Muslim religion. Saint Ignatius Loyola was born in 1491. I believe he was like 33 years old. I could be mistaken on the exact age, but he was like 33 years old when he started the Jesuit order. So whatever that lady has read, I'm afraid that a lot of this stuff that people believe in, it's stuff that's not accurate. Do you remember the lady's comment?
Well, I certainly don't because I wasn't on the show yet.
No. I was asking John. She made that comment.
Which lady? I'm sorry, I was...
It was late in the show. There was probably maybe 20 minutes left. And she came on and she made that comment.
Okay, I was multitasking, taking care of a technical problem. My apologies. Rephrase the question to me again. What is it that she said?
She said that the Jesuits were the ones who installed Muhammad.
Okay.
In the Muslim religion.
Okay.
And that is totally... Muhammad was back in the
60s. Well, I don't know how that could be possible. I mean, I'm just coming into this conversation.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the show yesterday. The Jesuits
possible.
Didn't appear until the 17th century, the 16th century, 16th, 17th century.
Correct.
So if Muhammad existed in 700 A.D., then that's an insane assertion.
Actually, he
it's just
died.
Ridiculous.
I think Muhammad died in 632.
Okay, the 7th century. All right, I was close. But the Jesuits didn't come along until the 16th, 17th century.
Well,
I would think it's the 17th century. Well, maybe I'm off 100 years. But
no, well,
so they
didn't
exist until 800 years after Muhammad lived and died.
Right.
So
but this is my whole point in calling is because I hear a lot of people that, and I listen to your show a lot, John, mm-hmm. and I hear people call in and they make statements about stuff, and I know I'm a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the church, and some of the statements that are made are so off the wall.
Let me ask you this, Bernie. Was this woman's name Sharon by any chance?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
Because I got an email today that said, John, I was on the other end of the line. You didn't give me a chance to speak because I believe you know where I stand on this issue, and you didn't want it to be expressed in your show. So much for free speech. Good luck to you.
No, this lady spoke.
Okay, all right, well.
She spoke.
I don't know where this one came from. I emailed her back and asked her. I said, what the heck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I have not a clue. Okay, no, Bernie. Well,
this lady did speak. She made the comment. And
so
she actually, maybe she'll call in and explain where she got that.
Well, and here again, this is a way to vet this stuff out, you know, to make people responsible. If somebody challenges me, I say something in the air and say, where's your source for this? If I can't remember it off the top of my head, I will go back to try to source it out, because the last thing we want to do is keep floating untruths, innuendos, and half-truths.
Yep.
Which to me is the same as a lie or a lie by omission.
I agree, and we don't get anywhere that way. And I know, being a Catholic and being a traditional Catholic, I know all the changes that have taken place since Vatican II,
mm-hmm.
and the church is not always done the right thing, in my opinion.
No, they haven't. One thing that they have not corrected, and I wanted to bring up here with Brother Nathaniel, is this issue of the homosexuality in the Catholic Church. It's been going on for hundreds of years. And I could never understand why the Church of Rome protects the diocese and these predatory priests. Nathaniel, what is at the root of this? Why is this going on? And why do they always act surprised when these issues keep coming up repeatedly? Well, what's the deal on this?
Okay, I can only give you the Jewish angle on this. The Jews run the media. They own ABC, NBC, yeah. CBS, yeah. CNN, yeah. The yeah. Time, Newsweek.
Yeah,
okay,
we got that.
They have made they've blown this way out of proportion in order to destroy the message of Jesus Christ, which the church promulgates. So that's my take on it.
Okay.
All right, they've blown it way out of proportion, and the Jewish agenda is to destroy the church and to make a mockery out of it and to destroy the name of Jesus Christ. Well, they started Happy Holidays, so what's that all about? People no longer say Merry Christmas.
Right.
They want to destroy the name of Jesus Christ. They want to eliminate it from the vocabulary.
Well, and
so
I can
part
I can...
of their agenda is to make a mockery and to destroy the church that's promulgating the name of Christ.
The other side of that, Nathaniel, is you know that if you go back to Pius the X, Pius the XI, the tremendous job they did to fight modernism, and they were outspoken, they were very clear-spoken, and that has been lost since Vatican II. Actually, John the 23rd.
That's a shame because it's the church that should be speaking out against Jewry's agenda. And I find myself sometimes a voice in the wilderness. I'm with the Orthodox Church, and I'm speaking out. And sometimes people in my own church, most if they are, they're former Jews. They're still Jews at heart. They throw stones at me.
Have you read The Plot Against the Church? The book that was put together.
Maurice Pinet?
It's the book that was put out prior to Vatican II to warn the cardinals about what's gone on in the, since the birth of Christ.
Yeah, I read part of it. I thought Maurice Pinet wrote
it. Birth of Christianity. And just one other thing, John.
Yes.
If anybody doubts when Christianity started, when the Catholic Church started, all they got to do is read about the 300 years in the beginning after Christ's death of the thousands and thousands and thousands of martyrs.
Eusebius, the church historian, he's the one who wrote about that.
Right.
All right. Bernie, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
And he wrote that in the 4th
century.
Thanks
for giving me a shot.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate your call. Yeah, when my experience is firsthand with the Catholic Church and its school, we had a Monsignor, very nice man, older man, very, very gentle of spirit. We had the younger, more active priests that went out into the communities. They said Mass. And I remember specifically Father Basic. He was in our house several times. Very, very, very nice man. There was also other priests. I remember another priest. He was a very good-looking man, and he did not want to dishonor his covenant with God and the teachings of the church and to go along with their policy. He wanted to be a family man. He wanted to raise children, so he quit the Catholic Church to do so. But there was never any shenanigans going on. But I never saw any indications of any predatory practices by those that were walking around in the Catholic traditional garb. Never saw it. So, you know, that... You know, I never gave that, you know, gosh, how did I miss that one? That those who control the reins of communications and is power, that they would come out with stories like that. Let me ask you this while I'm on the subject, because you're steeped heavily in the traditions and the history of the Roman Catholic Church. Why?
The Orthodox Church.
The Orthodox Church. I forget. Why is it that the Roman Catholic Church does not allow the priest to marry?
I don't know. I mean, in our church, the Orthodox Church, priests can marry. However, they have to marry before they get ordained. That's the rule.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure why that rule exists. But we have many married priests in the Orthodox Church, and maybe that helps to prevent the you know, the proneness to homosexuality. Bishops, though, are unmarried because they have to take care of the church, and if they're taking care of the family, then that's a distraction. Mm. But that wasn't originally the case. St. Peter was married. He was a married man.
And I often wondered where that tradition came from, because I was always astounded in the traditional Catholic Church and its teachings and its structure.
Yeah, well, it originally came, I think, maybe in the 6th or 7th century, where the church council, I forget which one it was, the 6th or 7th council, felt that those who served as bishops, because they're traveling, because of the responsibility to many churches, were to be single and not married. But that wasn't originally the case.
All right.
But it was for practical reasons.
Okay, we'll break here. We'll continue with your calls at 800-313-9443. Brother Nathaniel Kapner is my guest.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, guests today. Make sure you get this website down. Go and see the Real Jew News, realzionistnews.com. That's Brother Nathaniel Kapner's site. He's been on Jeff Rentz's site for a number of years, many interviews with Jeff. Let's go to our next caller, Lee in Georgia. Hello, Lee.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Right at the beginning of the show, when you first gave out the website, I went and checked it out, and I was just having too much fun there. I'm sorry. I was having great. I'm serious. It's a beautiful website. I love it.
Well, thank you. You're my best friend now forever.
It is absolutely fantastic. But the previous two callers really stole all my thunder, so I guess we'll keep this pretty simple. I just recently finished with a book by W.E.R. Fields. Real simple, plain cover. It's white with red lettering and a red outline border. What world-famous men said about the Jews. Now, for years, I had always been very, very careful when using the word Jew versus Zionist. But after reading this book and realizing going all the way and now being a little bit more educated, thank you, John, shame on you.
Mm-hmm. Guilty.
But I'm at the point now where, you know, after seeing what people like Cicero and Muhammad and so many others going back before Christ was ever born, I'm at the point, and I mean at the risk of sounding anti-Semitic or being engaged in hate speech, God forbid.
What are you, a self-hate? Hey, are you a self-hating Arab?
You know, when Jews they come to my site and they know what I'm disseminating, they write to me or they call me with threatening calls and say, "Hey, you self-hating Jew." I said, "Does that mean you're a self-loving Jew? You're supposed to love God. That's the first commandment, you know."
Uh-huh.
And they back off pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real. But, you know, at the risk of sounding anti-Semitic or being accused of engaging in hate speech and all that, heaven forbid I should exercise my right to freedom of speech.
Yes, of course.
And I'd like your opinion on this. If maybe Ahmadinejad wasn't so far off base when he said that the Zionists, we'd be better off if we just eliminate them from the face of the globe. And I'll just listen off there. I know that's going to ruffle some feathers with some folks out there, but, hey, you know, it's just I like ruffling feathers. Anyway, thanks, guys. Wonderful discussion. And beautiful website. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ahmadinejad really didn't say that. The Jews twisted his words to make him say that. But they took what he said about Israel should be wiped off the globe or Zionists should be wiped off the globe totally out of context. I can't remember what his original statement was.
It was the Zionists should be wiped off the face of the earth.
No, I don't think he said that, John. He said something that was much more moderate. But the Jewish press just jumped all over whatever he did say, and they slandered him and they lied. Which is typical for the Jewish media.
The website, realzionistnews.com, and you came to my attention about a year ago when you had blogged on Jeff Rentz's site, and somebody else got wind of it and started threatening to sue Jeff Rentz over the issue. Well, I got involved with it and backed the creature down from suing, and I just heard him recently say that, I don't sue people. I'm not a litigious person. Well, I got involved in that issue. There were no lawsuits filed, and Jeff Rentz is happily up and running.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.